necessário. By my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world, and you do enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Wherefore, the duration of a life prescribed by the purchase by the Supreme Personality of God is calculated by the time measurements of the higher planetary systems are. 6 Earth months are said to be equal to 12 hours of the higher planetary systems. 30 days equals 1 month, and 12 months equals 1 year. In this way, for 1,000,000 years, according to the calculation of the higher planetary system, the Prachetas were allowed to enjoy all kinds of material facilities. Although this lifespan was so long, the Prachetas were given full bodily strength by the grace of the Lord. In the material world, if one wants to live for many years, he must endure the difficulties of old age, invalidity, and many other miserable conditions. The Prachetas, however, were given full bodily strength to enjoy material facilities. This special facility was given to the Prachetas so they could render full devotional service. This will be explained in the following verse. Text 18, therefore you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, be completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as hellish planets. You will return home as Godhead. Wherefore, by the grace of the Lord, the Prachetas were given special facilities. Although they could live millions of years to enjoy material facilities, they still would not be deviated from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Being thus fully engaged, the Prachetas would be completely freed from all material attachment. Material attachment is very strong. During our lifetime, a materialist engages in acquiring land, money, friends, society, friendship, love, and so on. He also wants to enjoy the heavenly planets after the annihilation of the body. If one engages in devotional service, however, he becomes unattached to all kinds of material enjoyment and suffering in the material world. Those who elevate to higher planetary systems are supposed to enjoy all material facilities, whereas those who grade to lower planetary systems are supposed to live in hellish conditions. A devotee, however, is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. According to Bhagavad Gita, the devotee's position is described in this way. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance that once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. A devotee is always situated on the Brahman platform. He has nothing to do with material happiness or distress. When one is strongly fixed in devotional service and free from all material attachment, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature, he becomes fit to return home back to Godhead. Although by special blessings the Purchatas would enjoy material facilities for millions of years, they would not be attached to them. Thus, at the end of the material enjoyment, they would be promoted to the spiritual world and returned to Godhead. The word Paksha Guna Sayas has special significance, for it means that by devotional service one is able to give up the influence of the three modes of material nature. As long as one is influenced by the modes of material nature, he cannot return to Godhead. It is clearly explained that all planets in the material world, beginning from Brahma Loka down to hellish planets, are unfit places for a devotee. Padam Padam Yadi Padam Nate Cham, a place where there is danger at every step, is certainly not a comfortable place. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all the places of misery, where is repeated birth and death take place? The one who attains to my abode, O Son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Thus there is no profit, even if one is promoted to the highest planet in the material universe, Brahma Loka. However, if one is somehow or other promoted to the abode of the Lord, he never returns to the material world. The Lord then blessed all the potatoes, saying, my dear princess, by my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world, and you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, you're completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as hellish planets. You will return home back to your tent. So, here we see a material blessing that the Lord gives. You will live for thousands of celestial years, and you will enjoy all types of earthly enjoyment and heavenly enjoyment. So whatever wonderful things are on the earth, as well as whatever wonderful things are in Svarga Loka, these things you can enjoy. So this is, we could say, material enjoyment in one sense, because it has to do with obtaining material facilities. But we also know that Purchetas had done such great austerities that they should not actually be attached to such things. So why does the Lord want to give them all of these things? So the intention is not to bewilder or even test these devotees by offering material things, but rather simply that they will have facility for their bhakti. So the next verse says, anapayayinya bhaktya. There is undeviated devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And by that, all material gunas will be completely finished. Their minds and whatever will all be completely devoid of influence of material nature by bhakti. So in spite of the fact that they were given so-called enjoyments of heavenly planets and earthly planets, at the same time it says he promises that they will be free of all the gunas. So in other words, these heavenly enjoyments are not meant for gross, material, selfish enjoyment. They will not use it in that way, because it says here that they will actually get rid of all the gunas by performing bhakti. So in other words, these facilities are given only so that they can favorably engage in devotional service and perfect that very nicely. Now, of course, it is implied here that they were not yet perfect, and therefore he gave them all this time, thousands of divya years, in order to practice bhakti so that they could burn up the gunas of material nature, the influence of the gunas in their minds, etc. So, in other words, the act of mercy was that he allowed them to do devotional service for a long period of time. And that, of course, is impossible in a regular human body, because human bodies die,
quickly compared to Deva. So therefore, he gave him a blessing. He had a long, long lifespan. And in that lifespan, they would not be affected like normal human beings. So this way, they could perform their bhakti very nicely and get perfection. And then he says, then you will attain my dhamma, my abode. So the implication here is, of course, that after completely destroying material attachment from the gunas and establishing bhakti completely, then they become qualified for the spiritual world. Two things are there. One is to destroy material attachments. If we have some material attachment, we're not qualified for the spiritual world. We can have no material attachments. But if we give up all material attachments and we don't have attachment to the Lord, we're still not qualified for the spiritual world. We're qualified for Brahman. So the level of Brahman is not the ultimate goal, even though it says by performing devotional service you surpass the good as Brahma Bhuya Kalpate, and you're qualified for Brahman. That is not the goal of the devotee. It is simply a byproduct of their bhakti that they are free of the gunas. For the jnani or the yogi, yes, this is their goal, to get free of the gunas and therefore enter into Brahman. For the devotee, by performing bhakti, they also get free of the gunas, but their goal is not that. So here the Lord guarantees that instead of getting into Brahman, they attain Dhamma, Madhamma, my abode. They will attain, of course, Dhamma can also be formed. They attain the form of the Lord, so they will realize completely the personal form of the Lord in the spiritual world. So that is the real effect of their bhakti, not simply being free of the gunas. However, to go to the spiritual world, one also has to be free of gunas and material nature. So that is provided for by the process of bhakti, not by having to do extra processes like jnana or yoga or karma or whatever. Bhakti itself supplies the purification and goes further than that. It gives one qualification for the spiritual world. So, what is that qualification in bhakti? The perfection of bhakti. That means the bhakti is completely strong. And this implies, of course, that when we begin bhakti, it's not strong. It's a little bit of bhakti, that's all. A little tendency in the jiva. So when that tendency is complete, then it does not give any room for any material tendency. So that is how bhakti destroys karma and desires and attachment to material enjoyment, etc. Simply by filling up the jiva with bhakti. And when that bhakti is full in the jiva, then there's no material attachments, no material gunas, no karma, no desires, no ahankar, nothing. Now how does that work? It is simply applying the principle of complete surrender to giving the Lord enjoyment. If that is complete, there is no room for personal enjoyment, ahankara, etc., material body, attachments, all of that. It is all completely destroyed. And because that is the source of karma, the root of karma gets destroyed, then karma is destroyed automatically. Just as if we chop out the root of the tree dies. So if we chop out the root of karma, which is the ignorance of the jiva and its determination to enjoy the material world, by developing bhakti for the Lord, then the whole tree of karma is finished. So this is the method of bhakti. Here the Lord clearly states this, that simply by doing bhakti, you clear up all attachment to the material world and you become qualified for Dhamma, the abode of the Supreme Lord. And in that state, of course, one is completely detached from everything in the material world and completely attached to the Supreme Lord. So here a little bit of the negative qualities of detachment from the material world is stress. But if we look at the definition of bhava and prema given in Nectar of Devotion, that Rupa Goswami emphasizes the opposite, that is, complete attachment to the Supreme Lord. Mamata, or attachment and possessiveness of the Lord, becomes strong in bhava, and it becomes extreme in prema. So in other words, one only thinks of the Supreme Lord and nothing else in the state of bhava and prema. There is no room for material enjoyment and material attachments, etc. That cannot exist. The only attachment is to the Supreme Lord. So when that is perfect, then one is qualified for the spiritual world. If one is not perfect, then of course one has to continue the process of bhakti. And that way one eventually will become qualified. Here it also mentions that it is by the mercy, anugraha, by the Lord's mercy, that they will attain this long lifespan, get all the enjoyment. And similarly, by the mercy of the Lord, they will be able to continue bhakti and attain the supreme destination at, in the end. So it's ultimately all by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that this takes place, this whole incident takes place. The long lifespan of the prachetas and their perfection of bhakti. But that does not mean therefore we don't do anything, only the Lord gives mercy. We will see that they were given a long lifespan so that they can do the practice. So the effort of the devotee is in most cases necessary, as well as getting the mercy. But without the mercy, of course, one cannot attain anything.
In a Dwapashi, when we take self-realization, we must be completely detached from the material world.
Yeah. Even to get up to the Brahman level, which is self-realization, we realize Atma. Even then, if one wants to attain that state, one can have no material attachments. No material desires, no attachments, no karma, etc.
When Prabhupada says, when one leaves the body, not only one at the king of Krishna, but also king of Krishna's pastimes, then only one can go back to the body.
Yeah, of course, just like the name, Krishna includes the perfection of chanting the name, means that we realize Krishna's forms, qualities, his activities, etc. That is the perfection of chanting the name, not just we hear the name Krishna, but we actually realize everything. That is the perfection of chanting. But similarly, to remember Krishna means to remember not just the form of Krishna, but everything about Krishna. Yeah. That means that Krishna includes his pastimes, so we cannot separate Krishna from his pastimes. In fact, it's the pastimes that make Krishna attractive. Of course, the form is attractive, but even more attractive than the form are the pastimes, because the pastimes reveal the wonderful qualities of Krishna.
But the process of bhakti is very quick, but here we see that the prachetas are taking Lord is giving them millions of heavenly years for practicing for perfection. So how come it's taking so much of time in their case?
Even in the case of the normal jiva, it may take time. It may not take that much time. But we also see that according to the qualification of the person, etc., the Lord makes different arrangements for them. So, of course, in general, we see that these manus and their descendants lived long periods of time. And some of them, the manu lives for 71 yuga cycles. It's a long period of time. Same as the devata's whole lifespan. Yeah? So it's not just a few million years, it's more than that. Yeah? 4 million years is one yuga cycle, and 71 times that is the life of one manu. Yeah? So the kings within that also have very, very long lifespans anyway, so it's nothing fantastic that they can live so long as compared to the Kali Yuga type of people nowadays. The other point, of course, is that it's all up to the Supreme Lord how long he wants to keep the jiva in the material world or whatever, and how long that practice will continue. In most cases, it is quick compared to other processes, but quick also is relative. Relative term, we'll think quick is in terms of one lifespan, but If we look at the broad perspective, one day of Brahma is nothing for Brahma, or even for anybody else on the higher levels. What to speak of 1 month of Brahma or 1 year of Brahma. So that's a long period of time for us, but it's quick in one sense. So Brahma gets perfection after 100 of his years. Mm-hmm. So the idea of quick or slow is a little bit relative also to the body one has.
What is one more point? In case of Manu and Brahma, they have actually a particular function to perform. But in case of Pratyekas also, they have a function of furthering the line of things.
Yeah.
In fact, Pratyekas are very special because they received the prayers of Lord Shiva and they had the darshan of the Lord. And still, the kind of time,
We see case of Narada Muni also. He saw the Lord, but then he said, okay, you wait till the end of the whole cycle of Brahma, whatever. So it depends on the individual, what the Lord wants to do with that particular person. The other idea, of course, is that, in there may be cases of quick development, as in the case of Putana or whatever, but in other cases, for devotees, it may take a long time, okay, many lifetimes. Even for a person like Mara, when he was in Bhava stage, what to speak of before Bhava, because he was king for thousands of years also, but even after Bhava stage, then it took him three lifetimes. So.
But in our case, we get more mature facilities.
Well, that depends, on the person. So that is why the Prachetas were highly qualified. They were given all this facility, but he also knew that they would not get attached to it because they had already done thousands of years of austerity by sitting in the water meditating on the Lord. So they were not attached to anything material. So by giving him this blessing, it was not something that tell them to enjoy the material world and get attached. Rather, it was only a means of letting them live a long time so they can perform bhakti, that's all. So it was not an obstacle to their bhakti. In our case, of course, we get too much enjoyment. Yes, we become weak and attached to those material things. In their case, no.
What kind of devotees project
that one
in terms of Vishnu
bhaktas
or pure devotees?
Well, here it says the pure bhakti. They did pure bhakti, not mixed bhakti. Well, as I said, the perfection of chanting is that when you hear the name, you remember everything about the Lord, his pastimes and his form, etc. So that the name invokes memory of the Lord's form and his qualities and activities. And so when we heard there Krishna, what do we think of? Nothing? Just a sound? No, we think of Krishna. So we think of something, a form or something, we think of something. Unattached to that form are his qualities and activities. So we can't separate the Lord from his qualities and activities.
But what's the general language he gave you? Maybe on the past tense.
So anyway, the idea is that we cannot separate the name from his qualities and activities or lila. To do so would be rather artificial. At the same time, of course, we cannot simply say, I will concentrate on the lila or whatever and make that unnatural or whatever. But at the same time, we cannot separate the pastimes and the qualities from and the form from the Lord. It's artificial to do so because the name naturally includes all of those things. That's natural also. Certain attachments, certain pastimes.
The mother of God is a inattentive chanting is the mother of God.
What's that? Inattentive.
The mother of
upright. Yeah, well, if we chant inattentively and we don't hear then the potency of the name is not there. If the potency of the name is not there, then we're liable to develop anarthas of all sorts, and then material attachments, etc., and then of course that can lead to aparas. So obviously attention must be there.
निरंतरा शिशुभिन्नभागदंती
जिसमंतरमंगलांती
जिसमें कैसे जिक्र करें संस्कृत लोग बांधती है भूख प्रबंधती